Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Tuesday, July 1st. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Governor Mike Kehoe got down to budget business Monday, stripping out more than $300 million and putting more than $200 million in spending on hold. Among the losers, Lambert Airport. Kehoe withheld $7 million to help Lambert build a new terminal and $4 million for a new police training facility in O'Fallon. Other cuts to the budget include money for Great Rivers Greenway, IT upgrades for St. Louis Circuit Court, the Allenton Bridge in Eureka, Webster Groves Children's Hospital, St. Louis Area Food Bank, United Way, and Kinlock Abandoned Properties demolition. You might be hearing rumblings that Boeing's St. Louis workforce may go on strike.
It is true. 99% of members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers voted to authorize a strike, but that's only if negotiations go south. The company has said it looks forward to continuing negotiations and to recognize employee contributions. The union says it wants more recognition. Aerospace consultant Richard Abelafia, which staffers are we talking about?
Basically, there are two kinds of workers at Boeing and other aerospace firms, engineers and machinists. And machinists, of course, are the skilled workers who build the aircraft and aerospace systems for the company.
Abelafia says he doesn't think there's been a St. Louis strike since 1996 when it was McDonnell Douglas. If there is a work stoppage, he says the biggest volume product impacted would be the F-15 fighter, but it would also halt production of the final F-A-18 Super Hornets. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Happening today, the election to replace Mayor Kara Spencer's former seat as downtown's alderwoman, the five-way race, could serve as a key vote on legislation such as how to spend the Rams settlement. St. Louis Public Schools ordered to pay $4 million to employees suspended or fired over COVID vaccine requirements.
Over a dozen teachers and employees will split the money after a jury ruled in their favor. Attorney Kevin Casper represents the former staffers and says they're happy with the results.
It's been a long journey for them, and we're just happy to get some closure.
The punitive damages totaled $13 million and were split equally amongst the 13 staff members who did not settle. The actual damages ranged from $64,000 to $93,000 for each client. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The St. Louis County Animal Care and Control says it has passed the state inspection after failing three others since February.
St. Louis County Public Health Director Dr. Kanika Cunningham sent out a release that says in part, quote, "We are excited to have received our license with the state and are ready to move forward." Now, this follows hearings last week before the St. Louis County Council on the problems that plague the ACC, including from the veterinarian Dr. Doug Pernikoff, who was the veterinary medical director until he suddenly left last month amid the parvovirus outbreak. We found out in the hearings that Pernikoff did not just up and quit. He was relieved of his duties by the health department following the euthanasia of 19 dogs, which Dr. Cunningham says she was never made aware of. The council intends to hold another hearing to hear from other people associated and related to the shelter who were subpoenaed. Cunningham says while the shelter passed inspection, they still need to adopt and foster several animals because right now they are way over capacity at 250 animals. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
And international search circled right back home. Blake Hamilton, serving as interim CEO of the International Institute of St. Louis, has been given the permanent gig. Hamilton was the Institute's Senior Vice President for Talent Development and Advocacy. Before becoming interim CEO in December, he replaces Ari Obenson, who left abruptly with no reason given. A major grocery retail chain making moves in the Metro East. Meijer, the Michigan-based chain of Supercenter stores, moving forward on plans for two new locations. According to the Business Journal, land has been purchased in O'Fallon, Illinois, at Pierce and Greenmount Road. There's still no timeline on when the almost 160,000 square foot store would be built or finished. Meijer has gotten an extension on plans to build at Orchard Town Center in Glen Carbon, remediation work being done underground there to make sure mine subsidence doesn't disturb the store's foundation. At least three bright stars will be visible over Missouri in July. Altair, Deneb, and Vega Paul Temple of the Central Methodist University's Morrison Observatory tells Missouri Net the stars are known as the Summer Triangle. Aside from real-time stargazing, he's excited about images taken by a new telescope in South America.
And the first image showed hundreds of new galaxies that were not known before, and over 200 new asteroids.
He says the Vera Rubin telescope has been putting data online for all to see.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.